At closing time, I found her hunched over the work table in the basement, carefully taping up the book's spine. "Anyone could see that the child did not damage this book," she said. "It was probably some brute bully. Why are you standing there with your mouth open? Don't you have things to do?" I gathered myself and said, "I have just finished dusting the balcony, Miss Scoggin." She nodded. "I hope you didn't forget the light bulbs." I assured her that I had not. But I have gone off on a tangent about Miss Scoggin. I was telling about Book Club Wednesdays. The club members were great readers. Being a great reader has nothing to do with reading great sophisticated books, or reading great long books, or even with reading a great many books. Being a great reader means feeling something about books. Every Wednesday, I hoped the boy would join us on the rug. And every Wednesday, he did not. Instead, he sat at one of the library's two long tables, always in the chair closest to the rug, but with his back to us. And he was usually in his place well before our meeting began, so that it seemed, almost, to be a coincidence he was there, which I knew it was not. You have probably heard that you are supposed to be quiet in a library, but this was not true on Book Club Wednesdays. We did not even try to keep our voices down, but Miss Scoggin never said a word. The book club rug was our safe place, a place where you could say what you thought,